Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Okay, ladies, we got a sports wrap coming up. Noah, get to you in a bit. Hit me, Rob Parker.
All right,
ladies.
It is time for a sports wrap. His name, the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, Mark, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mike.
All right, Cup playoffs, round one, game four. Joe Louis Arena, Zetterberg, Bertuzzi, right there. Boston and the Wings, you know what's got to be done. Do I got to tell you anymore? We're talking about it right now. Tigers over the White Sox this afternoon, 7-4, split the series, the four-game set. Max Scherzer, 10 strikeouts in 6 innings. 15 total Ks in the game for Tiger pitching. Rajai Davis with 3 hits in his second homer. Mickey had a couple of hits and 3 ribbies. Joe Nathan, his 4th save. All right now is fine in Tiger Town. Detroit 11-8, start an 8-game road trip at Minnesota tomorrow. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs, round one, game 3. Hawks off to a 17-13 lead on the Indiana Pacemakers. Did I say that? In the first quarter. Thunder and Grizzlies coming up. Clippers and Warriors at 10:30. Other NHL Cup playoffs, round one, game 4. Colorado-Minnesota go at 9:30 with the Avs up 2-1. San Jose is at Staples tonight against the Kings, 10:30. Sharks up 3-0, can wrap it up in Los Angeles tonight. Other baseball, American League, the Indians get all 5 of their runs in the 5th inning on 5 hits. 5-1 final over the Royals. Twins beat the Rays as they get ready for the Tigers to head to Minnesota, 9-7. Aaron Hicks' first homer of the year for Minnesota. Jays get the first homer of the year from Deonner Navarro, and they lead Baltimore 1-0 second. Yankees over the Red Sox. That is now 1-0 in the second. And the A's Astros go in just a little while. National League, Ryan Ludwig's 2-run double in the 6th was all Cincinnati needed and got. They beat the Pirates 2-1. Mets over the Cardinals 4-1. Dice K. Matsuzaka, his first Major League save. He is now a closer in New York. Thank you very much, Papa Grande and Kyle Farnsworth. I guess they're their third closer already, Terry Collins. Diamondbacks beat the Cubs at Wrigley 5-2. No score early. Padres and Nationals. Phillies Dodgers at 10-10. PGA Tour Zurich Classic at TPC Louisiana round 1. Ben Martin is working on a 62 right now down there. He is 10 under par heading to 18. That is a 2-shot lead on Andrew Svoboda, who shot an 8 under par 64. They're at 2 at minus 7. David Duval back on the leaderboard. And Mount Pleasant's very own Doug LaBelle both shoot 4 under 68s. And finally, NASCARs are in Richmond for the 400 Saturday night. Quals, that's what we call qualifying in the know. Your Quals roll tomorrow at 5:10. RG3 will drive the pace car for the race at Richmond, Virginia. Robert Griffin the Trois. Maybe you've heard of him. And that is your sports rep presented to you by Sporty Cuts. We're just... Oh, that's right, I forgot. Theme song Thursdays.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Beats all who ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straighten the curves. Flatten the hills.
What is it? This isn't BJ and the Berrigan, is it? Or is this Boss Hogg?
Yep, Duke's Hazard.
Dude, I gotta tell you, some of these shows from like 1,000 years ago, I don't remember anymore.
Oh yeah, I even knew the theme song to this one.
I never watched Dukes like from start to finish.
I never watched the entire show, but you know what, Boss Hogg and the white suit and all.
That's
I knew that.
That's not why I watched. I watched to see what's her name in the Daisy
Mark,
Dukes.
You always. Is that
Catherine Bach or Barbara Bach?
It just kills me. Like really, with hardcore porn out there, you got to watch your chick and Daisy Dukes to make
in the
it,
80s. Where was there the hardcore, except under my dad's bed? Where was this hardcore porn you speak of? In the 80s.
All right, so did
or
you...
70s.
Okay, so you're watching her Daisy Dukes and what?
Rob, how big was
and
her
what?
In the... How
no,
big...
I know that. Daisy Dukes, I remember.
That was a big deal that she wore those Daisy Dukes, man, and showed all that leg. That was huge back then. That was the only reason to watch Dukes. I mentioned the hot babe. You mentioned Boss Hogg. What does that tell you about us?
And his white suit, right?
And his white suit.
I remember that.
Hi, Noah.
Hey, the Dukes of Hazzard, the remake with Johnny Knoxville and Jessica Simpson was pretty good, but then she turned into Jessica Kyle Simpson.
Yeah, and then she lost it. Give her credit. She's taken it all off.
She's still got another 20 or 30 to go.
Yeah, but she was always a big girl, Jessica Simpson.
She's a big girl.
She's a big girl.
She's a big girl.
Not attractively bad. It's just she's a larger female.
Hey, stop it. You know, big girls need love, too, now.
I'm not making fun of her. I love Jessica Simpson. Jessica Simpson, call me.
Big girls are usually good cooks, though.
Hey.
I mean, she's a nutcase.
I'm going to tell you something about big girls.
Ditzy,
seriously. They always have a man, and they always have a baby.
Absolutely.
Right?
And they always definitely will do stuff to please you because they never know when they're going to have
a baby. Look at the honey boo-boo lady. Look at Mama June.
She got a baby, right?
Someone said, hey, this is...
Somebody left a deposit.
This is up my alley right here.
Hey, Rob, I got a quick bone to pick with you about first take. But before that, I just want to share a quick story with you guys. Today, I don't remember last night, Muscatel Keith called up and we had a little verbal spat. Today, I was going to my lunch to the Bazooki Club, and I couldn't believe it. I saw Keith outside the Rosa Park bus station hanging out with his buddies drinking and stuff, and so I rolled down my window, threw him some spare change, and got the hell out of there.
Oh, look at you. Noah. Oh, wow.
No.
Yeah, and listen, Muscatel Keith.
All right, you guys, stop it.
Because you'll lose with me, buddy.
All right.
Hey, Rob, you got to admit, man, first fake with, what's his name, Stephen A., and Skip Salas.
Look at you.
Look at this.
Phony. That's phony as the day is long, man. There is no way that those guys can disagree on every single topic.
No, they don't. Let me tell you how it's done, okay? Because I was on the show for 6 years, and if you know anything about me, I would not take part in any charade, okay, about making up.
Think you did. I'm talking about now.
I don't know what they do now, but I'm telling you how we did the show, and I don't believe that that they're just trying to take different sides just for the sake of it. But the way it's done is, let me explain.
They talk about, I don't know, 5 to 10 different things every day. And how can it be humanly possible that they both have different stances?
I'm trying to tell you, Noah, how we used to do it. And with every topic you have, there's an A, B, C, and D of a part of that topic. So let me just give you an example, okay? James Harden for the Rockets isn't a clutch player, right? So then, or something like that, that might be the topic. So I might say, well, I don't think that's true because I saw this guy beat so-and-so, and Skip will say, yeah, he has that big numbers. Okay, so then you drop down to the second thing. Then the next topic might be, you might say, well, he can't be a big player without having Kevin Durant on his team. Do you see what I'm saying? So then you take it down another level. And if you still agree on that, there might be a third level to say that a team will never win a championship with James Harden as your main guy. And that's how you get to, and now we disagree. So it might have started at something else, but you keep going down the line until you find a point on which you disagree, and then that's how the question is evolved. Does that make sense?
I guess. I remember back when you guys had your show 4 or 5 years ago, you had Stephen A. as a guest, and I told him that he made a great ludicrous for Halloween.
And Noah, I got to tell you, that was 6 years ago, and Stephen A. occasionally would come into WCHB
and fill in
for Rob, and I would actually do the show with Stephen A.
You did a few times.
You do know that Rob is Stephen A.'s mentor. You know that Rob is Stephen A.'s mentor, right, Noah?
Yeah, I know. Somebody was supposed to be going to have a career as working at a bank, whether it was Rob or Steve, but somebody
talked
him out of it.
I talked Steve out of it.
The only problem with Steve is when he turns.
So blame Rob.
When Steve turns into Screamin' A, then I got to shut him off. Once he raises his vocal.
I know, but Noah, he is so talented.
Yeah, he has a gift.
He has a gift of gab. Whether you like it or not, it's your business.
And
that's
I'll tell you this.
I know he does.
And Mark said it early on. Mark knew early on. And you know who else was always big on him even before he really got was Fred McLeod. Any chance he had to put him on Sports Final with me and him, he was on Sports Final all the time. So, anyway, thanks, bud.
Two things real quick. Can I get a combat theme song?
Yeah, we could get that.
And, Rob, can I get for old time's sake, can I get a Come On, Katrina?
Come on, Katrina.
Hey, Rob, you weren't tapping that, were you?
Stop.
Noah.
Stop.
Noah. Bye.
El Gato? The Big Cat?
The Big Cat, what does that mean?
Katrina, that was a nickname.
Her nickname was the Big Cat?
Yeah.
Oh, because she was Katrina.
Yeah.
I thought there was some reference.
No.
Dude, I got that weird grumpy cat from Idol on my head. Did anybody see that weird cat last night? The grumpy cat?
Mark, nobody watches that show. That show's been off for 10 years.
Yeah, but that's been viral. That's all day. That's all over Yahoo and Google and whatnot. That weird-looking cat.
I didn't see that because I watched the Today Show this morning. They didn't have that. Wasn't on trending.
The grumpy cat trended today.
I didn't see it.
It's a really cute cat, but it has this grumpy face, and it always has a grumpy face. And even Ryan Seacrest had a grumpy face because of it. What's up, Buster?
Not much, boys. Just want to give a shout out to my dentist and old high school buddy, Dr. Jim Chase. It's his birthday, 62
today. Did you see
today.
Grumpy Cat?
Okay. Yeah, pardon me.
Not
and
you,
one
Buster.
Of our teachers at the Honorable J.C. Patterson Collegiate Institute here in Windsor, that was our high school, Tom Henderson. He's 72 today. But anyway, yeah, speaking of the Dukes of Hazzard, I used to watch that show exclusively to peer at Catherine Bach because there wasn't, maybe, you know, there wasn't much of other reason to watch that show as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, right, I agree.
I agree. It wasn't a good show. I didn't.
What did it watch?
It was all right for what it was, but I mean, you know, but anyway, if you're going to start talking about the Tigers, I'm glad that Cabrera seems to be getting back in the form. But that bullpen, you know, like Chamberlain, I know that they stuck out 14 batters today and everything, but 15, but that bullpen, Chamberlain, had a kind of a rough outing today, and it continues to scare me. And so until they get that straightened out, and until the situation at short kind of straightens itself out, I'm not saying they're not going to win the Central, because the Central's pretty doggone weak. But, and could you please give me a Johnny Yuma, the Rebel theme song?
So how many of these requests
right, so,
do we
so
have?
So we got Combat, you got that? We got Combat and the Rebel. We got to look up Combat.
I don't know any of this stuff. American Idol, the man disses, with 15 million watching, but Combat and some Rebel show.
So all it means is that 300 million aren't watching.
I know,
okay?
But
I just want to make sure.
Every television show. You can say that about every television show.
All right, but I'm just using your words to just.
I'm the one who said it. I'm the one who said it originally. But I love Grumpy Cat now, and I got to have one. Rob, go get me a Grumpy Cat.
A Grumpy Cat?
Go give me a Grumpy. You got to see the face on this thing. It was really
something.
All right,
I'll check it out at some point.
All right, 248-848-1130. More on the Wings, more on the Tigers.
Well, the Wings, especially with the game about to start at 8 o'clock.
Well, people are trying to file into Joe Louis now with this. Probably some didn't even realize it was an 8 o'clock start. Probably thought it was 7:30 and got their doo-dang early. And they said, that's fine, we'll hang downtown. There's no better place to be right now than downtown Detroit after a Tiger game and before a Red Wing playoff game. No matter what you think, it's still a postseason game. It's still Hockey Town.
That's a good.
And it's still April.
That's a good double dip right there, Mark. Right?
You double dipping?
You go to the ball game, and you know what they had today? They had almost 30,000 people for a Thursday afternoon. Not great weather.
Kids still in school and doing their thing, and no, it's.
And you know what that is? I tell people all the time when they say, "Oh, well, it wasn't even sold out. They only had 30,000 or 28,000." Dude. The Palace only holds 20 to get a sellout. So for 30,000 people to show up on a day game, middle of the week.
But, Rob, you know what that means around here?
What?
Just means 3.6 million people didn't go to the game today.
There you go. Very nice. All right, touche. How's that?
Thank you.
All right, 248-848-1130.
Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
What's so good?
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
I was driving around today. Where was I this time? I was way up in the Commerce area, and I was doing the Commerce Road thing about the four different Commerce Roads you can go on. And all four Commerce, five, six Commerce Roads had issues, and luckily unscathed today. But if there was any issue whatsoever, if you have an issue with your car, truck, or van, because the roads or any other thing, obviously, that can go wrong, take it to the experts at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. They offer free inspections, guarantee the lowest prices in town, and best of all, you know what? They can get you back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day.
Expert, X-P-E-R-T Car Care, services everything on your vehicle, front to back, top to bottom. Something as simple as a wiper or a tire repair or as major as replacing transmission or engine. And if you just mention us, these two cats right here, not grumpy cats, the good cats, something nice will happen to you.
That's right. Mention Parker the Man and Mark. Not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, I got a better deal than that. How about a free front wheel alignment if your car needs one.
Just for saying Parker and the Man, that's over $100 in savings right then and there. Expert Car Care, Mike and his good people have locations for you at 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming and on 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert, X-P-E-R-T Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Combat. A Selmer production.
Was that the Keith that we know or the other Keith? The other Keith. Keith just dropped. Combat. This is the Combat?
Combat.
What year is this show?
Probably in the 60s.
Who starred in that?
I have no idea.
Like Tony Franciosa?
Starring Rick Jason.
Rick Jason? Never heard of him.
And Vic Morrow.
Vic Morrow.
We know who that is.
He died. Remember how he died?
No.
Vic Morrow's the one who died on the set of that movie with the helicopter.
Oh, yeah, please.
Remember that?
Yes.
That's, what, about 30 years ago? I think it was like a George Lucas film, and he died. I don't remember what movie it was. It was a big-time movie.
I do remember that. That was sad.
Right? That was Vic Morrow.
Yes. Wow. All right. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker along with D-Man Mark Wilson. Wings about to drop the puck downtown in moments from now, 248-848-1130. It's amazing how this town went from they can do it after winning game one, 1-0, to basically being dead on this. Like just basically saying after the team has been dominated, the Wings have been dominated the last couple of games.
Well, 180 minutes of hockey, you've got two goals. I mean, Tuukka Rask looks unbeatable right now. Like he'll stop everything. And not that he normally doesn't, but now he's really in a zone. And Jimmy Howard, there you go, Rob. Sometimes you got to pitch a shutout. This would be shutout night. I would say that's probably the one way you're going to win a game, because if you do that.
This way, all they need to do is score one goal, which is about all they can get.
Yeah, and if they're lucky enough, it was the Twilight Zone. Thank you. That's where Vic Morrow died, in that set of the movie The Twilight Zone.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very good.
That's what it was. Boy, I remember that. That was literally, it's got to be 30 years ago. But yeah, I mean, when you scored two goals, one by Pavel Datsyuk and one by Fluke Glendening.
You said it was what? Two goals, one was a fluke, and that's all you had in
three
playoff games?
That was the Fluke Glendening goal. That's it. Two goals. Even the staunchest Red Wing people have to realize that this thing is coming to a halt. Now, yeah, go beat them tonight. Go back to Boston. Good luck with that. In a 2-2 fashion, and maybe you got something to do. If you go back 3-1, you might as well phone it in. This Boston team is that good. You know, look, it'd be one thing if this was Pittsburgh, they'd be doing the same thing Columbus was doing. I really believe that. I think Columbus has a real shot to beat the Penguins now with a 2-2 series. But it's not. This is a team that has got a beeline to the Cup Finals for a second Stanley Cup in the last, three, 4 years.
Yep. It's going to be interesting, Mark. And you know what? The big thing tonight, I think, for the Red Wings, just plain and simple, got to score first because you're going to take the crowd. If Boston scores again, a couple goals in the first period, it will be a wrap.
And you say that and it sounds cliche and all, but the first goal, and if Howard then can do the thing and stand on his head and pitch that shutout like he did in game one, you could go back to Boston. You're 2-2. And then again, things change. And if Zetterberg can get out of this thing tonight, boy, I'll tell you, if you hear something, if he's gone off the ice, if he can get out of this thing and he's okay and he can go back and play and take the day off and go back and get back again, and even Bertuzzi, you have a glimmer. There's a shot. There's a tiny glimmer of hope in there. But that's just the respect I'm giving the Bruins for what they do and Claude Julien for what he's put together there with that. It's an amazing group of athletes that they have that we don't talk much about in hockey. We don't talk about groups of athletes. But what he's assembled there between from Chara all the way to Bergeron to Lucic to everybody really in the mix there. They score, they defend, everybody from 1 to 25.
If you look at the numbers, they're the dominating team.
Rob, what did we say? Plus 87 in the regular season, which was like 30 better than anybody else.
That's how dominating they've been all year.
It's not two or three better.
Well, that's why I picked them in five games. And even after they lost game one, Mark, everybody's like, oh, well, you still think the Wings are going to lose in five games? Has that switched or not?
Me?
Not you, but I'm saying people now see why I said five games.
I said
you know
six because I thought
seven?
They could win a second if they won a first.
Right.
But I saw there was no scenario that I had the Wings winning four times against them. Two max and probably when they were down. So here they are, they're down, win the second one, and then Boston comes back and does their thing. But that's the plan I think will still happen. Hate to tell you, don't like it, but that's the way it goes. You got to be honest about it, not just, you know, playing around with the, well, they've done this for 23 years, so, you know, last year, you're right. We both said it. Nobody wanted to say it. They choked. They had a shot. They choked.
They choked. I'm
sorry.
Why
can't people just admit they choked against the Blackhawks?
You're up 3-1, and the series, once you take that lead, I don't want to hear about, well, they were playing with house money. Nobody expected them to win. They weren't supposed to win anyway.
That's not how
that,
we
that,
roll.
That doesn't make
right.
any sense to me.
That's the loser's lament,
so had
right?
They win,
that's the loser's lament.
So had they won the series, Mark, would they have denounced it, saying, well, we really don't deserve to win this because there was no expectation on it. We shouldn't be there. Doesn't even make any sense when I hear people say that.
All right, look, hockey game about to start. We got a sports wrap coming up. We're going to do a little Tigers business, and I'll tell you what got my craw about Fox Sports Detroit today.
Was, not claw, craw.
I just don't know how they didn't catch
this
sooner.
Not claw, craw.
It's pretty good, though. I mean, I guess he could make an honest mistake, but this was pretty good. I kept seeing it. Did anybody else know what I'm talking about if you watch the
Let
game
me get
TV?
John Toohey on the phone. What's going on there,
get
Fox
John
Sports
Toohey.
Detroit?
Who's running those graphics on the bottom screen, on the bottom part there with the crawl? 248-848-1130, hitting the 8 o'clock hour on a TV theme song Thursday. It's Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the fan, Parker and the Man.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!